And you may find yourself living in a shotgun shack. And you may find yourself in another part of the world. And you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. And you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here? And at risk of being just another talking head, how did I get here? I'm guessing via a very similar path to you. Anyway, I'm excited to be here on RCR. I'm Rachel Stewart, and this is Riding Shotgun, and this is my excited face. Thank you for joining me. What's the difference between a conspiracy theory and a fact? Currently, it's around 3 to 6 months, give or take. So no wonder we're all cutting and running from the legacy media faster than Zelensky from the White House. The latest polling shows trust in New Zealand's mainstream media tanked to a new low of 27%. Now is a good time to revisit the reason why. Yes, reason, singular. Now, I'm not one of those commentators who likes to appear deeper than I am by hedging my bets on a multitude of causes. To my eye, it's as plain as the nose on Pinocchio's face. Lying to the public on the regular, while straight-faced pretending you're not doing exactly that, tends to repel even the most hardened news junkie. In fact, I'm convinced that of the remaining 27%, there's a high proportion of people who, like me, access the mainstream media on the daily just to see what faux journalism or fake news they're tuning out today. The bias towards the left is well documented and undeniable. In the US, Trump's resounding win was hugely helped by the voters' lack of trust in what the media was not only saying, but what they were outright ignoring. The attempt on President Trump's life, anyone? I mean, as if government-paid or USAID-funded media would lie to us, or even just the government, heaven forbid.
Do you not believe in any conspiracy theories? I understand not all of them, not most of them, but you don't believe in any conspiracy theory? You just think the government's just batting 1,000 and telling us the whole truth? That's a strong stance to take. And again, as I said before, I don't like talking about politics on stage or off stage. I don't like talking about things I don't feel like I'm truly knowledgeable in. But I do know this. Our government is placed in charge of all of its people. I'm a father who's been placed in charge of just one son. And I lie to that all the time.
But it was during the COVID years that the dry rot really started showing through the glossy media paint. Anything outside of the narrative was simply framed as disinformation or a conspiracy theory. I'd call that a stone-cold psyop. And it wasn't enough for the media to openly vilify anybody who pushed back, even those platforming dissenting voices were lined up, and earnest attempts were made to reputationally crucify them.
Yeah, I liked your interview with Robert Malone.
Yes.
That was a crucial interview at a crucial time.
Well, that was the most pushback I'd ever experienced ever in my life. And I was like, this is crazy. It was really sad to see people like Joni Mitchell and Neil Young and like, I wanted to sit down and talk to them and like show them some studies and give them Robert Kennedy's book and say, like, you don't really know what you're talking about. By the way, everything he said has turned out to be true. Every single thing he said had turned out to be true. Sure. Everything that everybody said about whether it was a lab leak, whether the vaccine had side effects, whether it was pushed, whether they lied about the studies and distorted the information, everything was true. All of it. Including Yale just released some study about people producing spike protein 700 plus days after the injections, which was never thought to be the case when they gave them to these people in the first place. And a host of different serious problems that people are having because of these, that everyone's covering up and people are lying about and everyone's trying to obfuscate and doctors are trying to sweep things under the rug because they don't want to be in trouble for mandating these things and telling people to get these things. It's horrible.
Globally, we've endured and seen exposed some incredible industrial-grade deceit. I mean, nothing to see on Hunter Biden's laptop and the complete fabrication that was Russiagate. And now, of course, we have an upgraded 2.0 version doing the rounds again since Trump's reemergence on the world stage. It was the devil media who straight-faced told us Joe Biden was cognitively tickety-boo until he wasn't, and the whole world saw with their own eyes the perplexed presidential possum caught in the headlights of a fast-approaching Polaris. And if you had a visceral reaction to the rape gang scandal in Britain, you're just a racist right-wing Islamophobe who will no doubt be anticipating the copper's knock and the real possibility of some serious lag time. Maybe Keir Starmer could muster up some troops for such a just cause at home rather than sending them to Ukraine for a lost one. Back home, they're still trying to tell us that the Reserve Bank's digital currency proposal is only believed by the Looney Tunes amongst us, and that drag queen story time is an innocent and fun, lovely jubbly celebration of diversity and inclusion, and not the flagship of child grooming that it really is. I blame mainstream media squarely for the unrelenting breakdown in civility around the world. Many of you will know that only a handful of years ago, I was a New Zealand Herald columnist who sharply self-corrected a gradual centreline drift towards a head-on woke car crash. When that side of the ledger declared that men were women if they simply said they were, I decided a 50-foot barge pole wasn't long enough to keep the blue-head whack jobs away from me. I was done. Because here's the thing. I've got a lot of faults, but I'm blessed with that classic bigot trait, being able to determine delusion from reality. And in a world chock full of chaos and spin, illusion and fantasy, we need, now more than ever, strong societal scaffolding and some serious critical thinking and moral clarity. And look, choosing uncomfortable truths over comfortable lies and trading cozy delusions for stark realism is quite the ride. Call it red-pilled or awake, based or unplugged, however you define it. It's a journey many of us are on. It's kind of unstoppable. And as I rattle down this dusty road, I hope you'll come along for the ride. There's so much to talk about, so far to go, and a heck of a lot of it will be butt-achingly bumpy. But there'll be laughs too, so buckle up, and I'll see you next week.